We are so looking forward to this show on Friday night at the French Lick Resort. Now, the frontmen, you guys are the ultimate country supergroup. Along with yourself, it's Tim Rushlow of Little Texas and Richie McDonald, formerly of Lone Star. How did you guys decide to team up?
Well, you know, it really dates way, way back, almost 15 years ago, honestly. Me and Richie were doing a fundraiser down in Louisiana, and Richie had the idea. We were just sitting at a Marriott lobby bar having coffee before our performance, and he came up with this idea. You know, artists are doing, you know, the songwriter kind of thing, you know, teaming up with three artists and hitting the stage together, and it was just kind of a thing that was happening. He said, what if we put three lead singers of three, you know, successful bands, and I went, oh gosh, I love that idea. So long story short, we brought Tim Rushlow in, and we started going overseas to perform for the men and women in uniform, man. It was just the coolest experience ever, and you know, we got along great. You know, our music kind of worked a common thread, went through our music, and we just started doing that every winter when our bands weren't on tour. And again, fast forward, come COVID, and the three of us talked, and we're all twiddling our thumbs at home, you know, because you couldn't gather people for, you know, forever. And just realized, hey, let's bring this thing stateside, put it together, a show, and some great musicians together, and hit the road. And by golly, that's what we've done. And lo and behold, we've just signed a record deal with BMG and got a new single out, and just on and on and on. We're just really having a great time. Really cool things are happening.
And we are so glad that you guys did team up. I want to go back to your time with Restless Heart. You experienced a time like no other in country music. I'm thinking about your RCA days. There were so many great emerging acts. Along with Restless Heart, you had the Judds, Keith Whitley, KT Oslin. Take us back and talk about success back then.
I know. It was such great artists coming off RCA at the time. But, you know, that was a wild time for me to watch and learn. Restless Heart's very first show in front of a paying audience was opening for Alabama.
Oh, wow.
I was scared to death. Oh, gosh. I threw up before we went on stage. I was that scared. I just had never really done that before. And we did the show. We did 20 minutes. And next thing we knew, we were asked to open for Alabama for a year-long tour. So the thing about it is, though, when we first got started, I think there were like three gold albums on the Billboard album charts. You know, Hank Jr., Alabama, maybe George Strait. Maybe there was Reba there coming up after that. And we ended up opening for all of them. And we watched country music go from, you know, the honky-tonks and big clubs around the country to performing arts centers to... we had the Judds as well, and then the big arenas. We just watched it grow into something huge, and then here comes Vince and Alan Jackson and Garth Brooks to even take it to the next level. And I just got to watch country music grow into, you know, really the coolest format in America. And, you know, it just exploded. And I got to be part of that. And Restless Heart got to be part of that. You know, it was really cool.
I want to talk about your brand new single. It involves two iconic bands. Tell us all about Beatles and Eagles.
Well, Tim Russell found that song, and we just listened to the lyrics and realized, wow, we've been trying to write songs. Songwriters have, and artists have been looking for songs to honor their favorite artists for a long time. And it was just so well put together, and taking those classic titles from those two iconic bands and making a leaving song out of it, you know, kind of a love song, so to speak, but not a very positive one. But we just love the story and the way they intertwine those titles. And we recorded it, and here we have it out as a single.
Right, and you can find this song on your brand new album. This collection features some of the hits that we all know and love, but you also have a lot of new music for fans. Take us through the recording process for this album.
Well, you know, we each wrote a couple of songs each, and then the songwriting community was so supportive and gave us some really cool songs that was, oh man, we got to cut that. That is so cool. And Mickey Jack Combs, who works with some of the greatest artists, you know, in the business right now, took us under his wing, and we went in the studio and we cut 12 songs, 9 brand new ones, and then we recorded, you know, 3 of our classics, God Bless Texas, Amaze, and I'll Still Be Loving You, from our 3 bands, and made this album. And it was one of those things that just fell out. You know, we didn't have to work very hard at it. We knew which songs who needed to sing lead, and it was just so fun singing harmony together. And we're just proud of the record. And yeah, it's called The Front Men, and go check it out because we love it.
And I'm just thinking about all the hits the 3 of you have had. Solo hits, hits with your former bands. I counted over 50 top 40 hits, so I don't even know how you guys narrow down a set list every night. But tell us what you can expect when you go to a frontman show.
Well, I'm the oldest, so I get my way. So I sort of kind of, you know, made a pseudo set list, and then we got together and kind of came up with what, you know, between the 3 of us, we have 30 number one hits, so we're not doing them all. And, you know, many of them we're doing kind of in a medley sort of way. But if you want to go and bring back memories and go back through that 90s era, and in my case, the late 80s, come out and enjoy a night of memory making and hear a bunch of song hit after hit after hit. And, you know, 3 guys who love to hit the stage together and are just really honored to still be able to get out on the stage and share the music with the people. So look forward to seeing everybody.
Well, absolutely. We look forward to seeing you this Friday at the French Lick Resort. Larry, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. We sure do appreciate it.
Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate your time.